Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The eighth week of the 2020 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Tuesday, March 3, 2020. Local System Bridge Program gap funding provided with House floor amendment. House Bill 379. This is an MAS proposal item. On Tuesday, February 25th, the House floor chamber passed House Bill 379 by a vote of 106 to 113. This measure is titled the Mississippi Marketplace Facilitator Act of 2020. The origin of this legislation is focused on definition revisions as it pertains to retailers and retail sales under the Mississippi sales tax law. In addition, this measure also addresses online retailers as it pertains to the online marketplace with various definition revisions regarding marketplace sellers and remote sellers. When this bill was being presented on the House floor, an amendment was offered that would address the concern of waiting for the use tax diversion to build up over a four-year period to provide the minimum of $20 million a year for the LSBP program. Instead of waiting for the diversion to build up with a revenue shortfall within the wait time, the floor amendment mandates that beginning August 15, 2020, and each month thereafter through July 15, 2022, $1 million of the total use tax revenue collected during the preceding month shall be deposited into the Local Systems Bridge Program. This new $1 million a month is an additional diversion to the current 5% diversion that is already being diverted to the Local Systems Bridge Program. Note, this measure has passed the House chamber and will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Both chamber committees passed measures addressing reverse auction, Senate Bill 2215 and House Bill 407. On Wednesday, February the 25th, the House County Affairs Committee passed out House Bill 407. This measure allows governing authorities the discretion to decide if reverse auction is in the best interest or not. Note, this bill now resides on the House floor calendar to await a floor vote. In addition, the Senate Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee also passed out a measure addressing reverse auction with Senate Bill 2215. This reverse auction bill specifically exempts term contracts and E-rate contracts from the mandate of reverse auction for procurements above the $50,000 threshold. Any purchases made that exceeds the $50,000 threshold that is not a term contract or an E-rate contract are still mandated to utilize the reverse auction process. Note, this measure now resides on the Senate floor calendar to await a floor vote. Measures introduced addressing supervisor salary. Senate Bill 2632. This measure increases county supervisor salary. House Bill 1397. This measure allows the County Board of Supervisors the authorization to provide an annual salary supplement for the board. House Bill 1432. This measure brings forward code sections that provides for salary increases for supervisors and justice court judges. Note, of the salary measures, no action has been taken. Upcoming regional capital visit. The fourth and fifth of the 10 capital visits are next week, with the North Delta Planning and Development District on Tuesday, March the 3rd, and the Three Rivers Planning and Development District on Wednesday, March the 4th. Supervisors will meet with MAS staff on the first floor of the Capitol at 9 a.m. to be directed to the meeting room space to discuss the legislative business of the day. Thank you.